Let's have a brief discussion about GST in a sort of a single entry context. We're not going to worry about double entry in this discussion. This is very preliminary discussion. Every business that we deal with at Unit 3 and 4 is registered for GST. What that means is that the business charges 10% on its sales and collects the GST from its customers. So, for example, the sales for the business might have been $1,000. It adds 10% GST. The customer pays $1,100. So the business receives the full amount made up of sales, $1,000, and the GST collection or GST amount of $100. That has to be recorded into the books of the business, and it'll go into the cash receipts journal. And it's important to separate the $1,000 sales from the $100 GST. Two separate items, usually separate columns in the cash receipts journal. And of course, the bank will go up by the full amount of $1,100. So GST collections, you have to record the sale value, the GST amount, and then the total value which the bank will increase by. Every time there is a sale, you should be given the GST amount. You should never have to calculate the GST. So for example, you would be given that $1,000 and the $100 GST amount. You wouldn't have to calculate that $100 amount. So that makes it easier. It's in the study design. It says GST is provided to the student. You do not have to calculate it. So it's pretty easy to find it, the figure, and to separate it from the revenue and to record both the sales value and the GST amount. Now, this money that the business has collected, the GST amount, the $100 in our example, this money is being collected on behalf of the Australian Taxation Office. So even though the business will record this GST coming into its business and deposit that $100 into its own bank account, eventually it has to remit that GST to the Australian Taxation Office. So GST collections are liabilities for a business because it has to eventually pay it, refund, remit it to the Australian Taxation Office. So over a period of time, say a business received GST collections of just say $5,000. In simple terms, that $5,000 is a liability, and at the end of the 3-month period, that's normally when the GST amount is calculated, the business would complete a little form called a business activity statement, which you don't have to know anything about, and it would send that form off with a check for $5,000 to the Australian Taxation Office. The business is an unpaid tax collector on behalf of the Australian Taxation Office. However, not only does the business receive GST over a period of time, it also pays GST when, for example, it purchases its stock, when it pays its advertising, when it pays its rent, etc. So a business often pays GST to other suppliers in acquiring its stock or paying expenses such as rent and advertising, etc. Whenever it pays GST to one of its suppliers, it must be recorded in the cash payments journal and the amount must be separated. That is, the non-GST amount has to be recorded and the GST amount has to be recorded and the full amount has to be recorded. So for example, if we paid rent of $3,000 plus $300 GST, the cash payments journal would record the $3,000 in one column, the $300 GST in another column, the GST column of course, and it would also record the full amount in the bank column. Must separate the GST in each of these GST transactions. Once again, each question should provide you with that GST amount, so it's quick and easy. You don't need to do any calculations. It'll be provided for you. So let's assume that at the end of the period, it's usually a 3-month period, the business has paid out, say, $2,000 in GST to its own suppliers. That's buying stock, paying rent, paying advertising, etc. It's paid out $2,000 in GST. It knows that $2,000 figure because it's been recording the items accurately in the cash payments journal, and $2,000 appears at the end of the column after 3 months. So what happens now? The business has to remit back to the ATO the difference between the amount received in GST, less any GST that it itself has paid to its suppliers. So if it had received $5,000 from its customers but paid out $2,000 to its own suppliers, it only needs to remit back to the ATO $3,000. It pays the difference between the receipts of GST and the payments of GST that it's made over that same period of time. So that little calculation is done once every 3 months on that form called the Business Activity Statement. GST in, less GST out, and the net amount is the amount that's remitted back to the ATO. It's almost always an amount owing to the ATO. That is, 99 times out of 100 in the real world, more GST comes in than goes out. So most businesses, at the end of every 3 months, complete their little BAS and they literally write out a check for the difference between the amount that came in GST versus less the amount that they paid in GST to their own suppliers. Before they send that check off to the ATO, the amount owing, in this case $3,000, that would be reported in the balance sheet as a liability, a current liability, because it's an amount owing that has to be paid within 12 months. Now, sometimes it is possible for GST to be an asset. And this happens often in the early stages of a business when they make lots and lots of purchases of, for example, vehicles and equipment, their initial stock, etc. So lots of payments, including GST, and no or very few GST incomings during that same period of time. So sometimes if GST payments during a period exceed the GST coming in during the period, the business will actually be entitled to a refund from the ATO. And until such time as it receives that refund, the amount owing to it would be reported as an asset or a current asset in the balance sheet. This is unusual because most businesses receive more GST than they pay out in GST. But it's possible that it is an asset. And if that happens, it means that there's been more GST payments than receipts of GST over a period of time. And that could happen, particularly in the early stages of a business when it's acquiring lots of assets to make itself a viable business. So in conclusion, let's look at a couple of little examples. Over a period of time, a business receives, say, $6,000 in GST collections. It pays out, say, $4,000 in GST payments. So at the end of the three-month period, they calculate the amount owing to the ATO. In this case, it's $2,000. And until such time as that $2,000 is paid, it will be reported in the balance sheet as a current liability. That's the amount owed to the ATO. So sometime soon, it would actually send that check off. And of course, once it's sent the check off, the liability to the ATO will be deleted. Next example could be something that's unusual. For example, over a period of time, the business may only collect $1,000 in GST from its customers. Yet over that same period of time, it pays out, say, $5,000 to its own suppliers for acquiring stock and other assets. So it's received a lot less in GST than it's paid out. At the end of the 3 months, it calculates the net GST. In this case, it's $4,000. But this is a refundable amount because it's paid more GST than it's received. So that would be reported, that $4,000 would be reported in the balance sheet as a current asset, and it would expect to receive a check from the ATO sometime within a few months. Of course, once that check is received from the ATO, there would be no more amount owing, and that current asset would be cancelled out in the balance sheet. But to conclude, let's conclude with a realistic example. The most common example is when, over a period of time, GST collections are more than GST payments. So over a three-month period, the business would receive, for example, $9,000 in GST. That'd be recorded, of course, in the cash receipts journal. And over that same period of time, it pays out, say, $6,000 in GST to its suppliers, stock, other assets, etc. And that would be reported in the cash payments journal. And at the end of the three-month period, it would calculate, using its business activity statement, the net GST amount. And in this case, it would be $3,000. $3,000 would be owing to the Australian Taxation Office, so it would be reported as a current liability in the balance sheet. Eventually, of course, the business would send off a cheque for that amount owing to the ATO to extinguish the current liability.